is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life, so I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid, because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light.
A pleasant good morning to you. These devotions are being brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Reverend Father Berkeley B.J. Smith, the assistant priest here at Holy Cross Church in Nassau. Let us pray. Almighty God, the giver of all good gifts, in your divine providence, you have appointed various orders in your church. Give your grace, we humbly pray, to all who are called to any office or ministry for your people, and to fulfill them with truth of your divine grace. Close them with holiness of life, that they may faithfully serve before you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is Ember Day in the church, and on this special day in the life of the church, we pray for special ministries in the church, and we pray for persons who are so minded to be open to serve God in various ministries in the church. The Psalms appointed for today on this Ember Day is Psalms 27. Some verses from Psalms 27 read as follows. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, it was they, my foes and my adversaries, who stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid. And though war should rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in him. Today we reflect on this Psalm of David. This psalm is structured such that the psalmist expresses this confidence and trust in his God. Of course, in verses 1 through 6, he expresses his complete trust and confidence in God. In part, he said, and I quote again, Psalms 27, "The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom then shall I be afraid?" The truth be told, we should always try our best to apply Holy Scripture to our lives. When we apply Holy Scripture to our lives, we find that it becomes much more meaningful. And in this particular psalm, the Psalm of David, Psalm 27, on this Ember Day, we can hear that the psalmist is praying. The Lord is my light, he said, and my salvation. Whom then shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He says, as he goes along, one thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Again, on this Ember Day, when we pray for various ministries of the church, the ACM, the ACW, and very importantly, we pray for the usher board, we pray for ministers, and we also pray for persons who are studying at Codrington College, and ask God that more persons would come into service in the church. So then, we hear the psalmist saying, one thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Dear friends in Christ, we must pray and ask God to help us that we dwell in his house. The psalmist continues, and he said, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. When we enter the temple of God, when we enter his holiness, his church, we find that there is a calm on our lives. Then the psalmist goes ahead and he says, even now he lifts up my head above my enemies around me. He's praying. All of us have trials and tribulations in life. We have situations where we are strapped, so to speak, by persons who may not agree with us, persons who may persecute us. Be that as it may, when we stay in prayer, we will find that God will work his purpose out. The psalmist continues. He says, hearken to my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. The truth be told, all of us must ask the good Lord to hear our voice. You speak, he continued, you speak in my heart and say, seek my face, your face, Lord, will I seek. And then he puts a question. He says, hide not your face from me, nor turn away your servant in my displeasure. We all in situations where we must ask God to help us and keep us and guide us. And then David says, you have been my helper. Cast me not away. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. The request that we make of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the request that we make of our God, are all sincere. David is here sincere. And then he says, though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will sustain me. Yes, there are those around us who, for whatever reason, may give up on us or more forsake us. But one of the things we must continue to do is to trust in God. David continued in this Psalms on this Ember Day, and he says, show me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Deliver me not into the hand of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and also those who speak. What if I had not believed that I should see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? And then he concludes and he says, O tarry and wait the Lord's pleasure. Be strong, and he shall comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord. As we continue on our Christian journey, and as we continue our service in the church, and as we pray for various ministries in the church on this Ember Day, we ask that we continue to trust the Lord and wait patiently for the Lord. Wait, no matter what the situations may be, for God is constantly working his purpose out. On this Ember Day, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for those who have listened to this program. We ask that you continue to bless them, keep them, overshadow them with your Holy Spirit, and that they may come closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. And if possible, it would be good if you would pass this devotion on to other persons, that they would come closer to Christ. In Christ's name, amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will. soul.